an Amazonian manatee could only be considered beautiful by a zoologist or another manatee. It's a large black animal with skin like vinyl, and it looks a little bit like a large seal, but more like a large travelling case for keeping a seal in. In fact, it's not related to seals or whales at all, and its closest living relative, oddly enough, is the elephant. It's a very, very slow-moving animal, which spends any time it's not actually eating fast asleep. And it's easy to mistake one for a particularly listless mudbank. Its sleepiness makes it very easy prey for the only predator it has, men with harpoons.
We left Manaus behind some time ago, and we're now on the Rio Negro, the Black River, heading vaguely north towards Venezuela. The water here looks a bit like a sort of weak black coffee, and because it's so murky, it makes life really difficult for the manatees. They don't have the benefit of echolocation like, say, river dolphins do, and their eyes aren't very good anyway, so they tend to keep bumping into things. But they do have really good hearing. The main problem for us is that the animals just never leave the water. And although they're pretty big, they're, what, 3 or 4 metres long and weighing anything up to half a tonne, they're always very well hidden and they're virtually impossible to see.
After 2 weeks in the rainforest and several fruitless diversions, courtesy of Roberto, their over-enthusiastic guide, Douglas felt that time was now rapidly running out.
Mouth to brain, come in, brain. 7:20 on Monday morning, we're setting out on what should be the crucial day of our quest, having spent 2-3 days on the river getting this far north. Today should be the day that we actually get to that part of the Rio Branco where the manatees are to be found. Whether we actually find them there, of course, is yet another matter.
Later that day, Douglas and Mark found themselves in a canoe, literally up a creek, but fortunately with a paddle.
Much narrower channel now. There's a lot of vegetation in the middle of the channel, and I suppose it's about 20 yards across. And there's Roberto sitting at the back with his beady eyes looking all over the place. It's going to be incredibly difficult animals to spot because there is so much vegetation. The key thing's to be quiet because the manatees won't see us. If anything, they'll hear us. Chances are they'll hear us long before we see them. There's a manatee behind this little bush. It's literally about 15 yards away. Roberto's leaping around in the end of the boat. Fantastic. Fantastic. That was it again. That was it.
Creek rapidly widened out into the broad expanse of a lake. There was no point in looking any further, so they returned to the boat, when suddenly...
There's
a manatee right behind the boat here. We can only see the bubbles rising. And ironically, while we were away on the canoe, they saw a manatee just behind the boat over on the other bank. But there was one just here.
Oh,
you can see the bubbles.
Oh, yeah, you can still see the bubbles now. That's extraordinary. Oh, here, there, there, there.
Oh, yes, you can just see its snout. Yes! Oh, no, it's dolphin, pink dolphin.
No, 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 this is a manatee.
It's a manatee.
Yeah. Hey, come here!
Come here! Roberto's getting a bit overexcited and he's dived in the water.
Hey!
I think the sun's too hot.
Here, pink dolphin. Yeah. Here, what's it? Manatee. Spoon.
Oh, there's both.
We've seen both.
Yeah.
This morning was moderately successful in that Roberto managed to see one. I saw the ripples and Douglas nearly saw the ripples. But that's the nearest we've got.
Well, basically
so far.
Anybody and everybody in the boat other than us managed to see the manatee.
Yes, that's true. So did the captain saw it as well.
I think so, yeah.
It was never entirely clear whether the guides had actually seen a manatee or whether they were merely trying to make Mark and Douglas feel that their trip had not been wasted. It is still possible to see manatees in the Amazon, but it's getting harder and harder as their numbers diminish.
And we'll return to this series of expeditions later. But for now, a bee awaits us. No, not an endangered bee, but the letter B. B for Birkis.